You're listening to JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
A battle between sisters in today's couples therapy.
Relationships are challenging.
Couples costumes. Whenever that happens, that means manhood has left the building.
And occasionally, couples need professional help.
Oh, that's it. I've had it.
1 minute.
Nothing takes a minute with you.
But when getting by on the cheap is the plan of action, there's couples therapy.
With JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
And it was Kelsey who reached out needing our help with an issue involving her sister. Good morning, Kelsey.
Good morning.
So Thanks for helping. Yeah, absolutely. We're here for you.
What's going on?
Yeah. So I dated this guy. His name is Thomas. I don't know if that is important, but
no, name drop you all know. You want.
Yeah. Thomas. Thomas sucks. Okay.
Okay.
He does. We dated for 5 months and we broke up because honestly, sometimes he would just be like really mean to me, like just not nice at all, and I was like, I can't do this anymore.
Okay, sounds like a good idea on
and
your
that
part.
Was a few months ago, so I have moved on. We are past Thomas, but okay. You know who hasn't moved on? My older sister, because she's been hanging out with him. If you catch my drift. Just you know, every once in a while.
So she's been having spendies with him. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
What is spendies?
Okay.
I've never even heard that word before.
I'm right
yes,
here.
You have. We've had a whole conversation about spendies, Nick.
I don't think so. Did we?
Yes, we have.
So what was it about?
It's a spend the night. A spendy.
Oh, gotcha.
We've had full-blown conversations.
I had no idea.
I don't think I had that
on the show. Both of you.
Did you have a dream about this?
Yeah, I think you dreamt about telling me and JP about spendies.
I don't remember that.
Because I got this reaction even years ago.
Okay. We'll mark this now. That we'll know what's better.
All right. From now on.
So, sorry. Never keep going, Kelsey.
Kelsey's sister is getting together with her ex.
With and
Nicole's,
my ex.
Yeah, Nicole's trying to jump in here. Let's get to Nicole.
Yeah,
good morning.
I'd love to hear her side.
Yeah, okay. What's going
All
on,
right,
Nicole?
You guys, he's literally a booty call. I wasn't planning on it. It's not a big deal. But a couple Friday nights ago, I ran into him. We were out having drinks with friends, and next thing I know, I'm waking up next to him in bed.
Okay.
He's hot. She didn't say that, but he is, you guys.
So, Kelsey, this wasn't a very serious relationship then at all? Was this, I mean...
Well, they were together for how many months, Kelsey?
5 months.
5 months.
5 months together? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, dang.
And so now, Nicole, you're getting
together. Right. I didn't bring him around our family because, like I said, sometimes he would just be mean, and I was like, I don't really want my parents to see, you know, the way this is. And then I realized, like, if I'm worried about the people in my life seeing how he is to me, then maybe we shouldn't be together.
Right.
But that doesn't mean that I want my sister hanging out with him.
Okay.
But you said yourself, you're over him, and, like, I'm not going to date him. I'm not going to marry him. He's just serving the purpose at the moment. That I need him to serve.
Oh my gosh. Okay, well, you guys have a good relationship apparently because I know a lot of people I think that would be upset about this, but
right.
So hold on. Nicole, you knew Thomas before then.
Knew of him.
Like knew of him?
Yeah, I knew of him. Yeah.
Oh, you just hadn't met him before.
No, I heard of him through Kelsey, and I'd seen pictures, so
So you went into the whole spending knowing exactly who he was?
Oh,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
See? I knew who he was.
I'm not crazy. He's the one that's messed up.
Dang.
Wow.
I'm so curious what our listeners are going to say about this.
Yeah. I mean...
I just really don't think it's that big of a deal, you guys. Like, it's just casual. Like, it's not...
Yeah. You're crazy.
I'm not, like, I didn't steal him. You broke up. And a few months later, time passed, I ran into him, and I had a good time. Like, I don't see what the big deal is.
Kelsey can't be too terribly heartbroken about it, because she's giggling quite a bit, unless that's just a...
I'm just like, I can't believe that she really thinks that this is okay. You know? Like,
yeah.
I'm like, you're crazy. I don't...
It is a little outrageous. It's a little outrageous.
Yeah.
Right? She really does think that she's okay. Like, I thought that she was just, you know, making excuses when I heard about it. Like, oh, you know, it's not a big deal. But no, like, she legitimately thinks it's not a big deal. And that's
Well, because it doesn't mean anything to me. It's just for fun. Like, it's not, I'm not, like, emotionally attached to this.
Okay, so if I see Brad out at a bar, that means I can just, you know, hang out with him.
So, let's slow roll down
hold
here.
On, yeah, hold on, hold on. Let's pop the brakes. Now we've got new names and everything.
Wow. I feel like first we need to ask our listeners if she should keep having relations with this
gatherings
man.
With this man
with
yeah.
And then I almost want to do a follow-up question of can we just jump out in front of not let's not allow JP to use the phrase spindy. Can we do that too? Is that can we have those?
Let's preemptively take that right away.
I just want to because I just don't know.
Not an attractive word to me. I'm good.
I can see it ahead, and I know it's going to be the way he'll use it. Will be a way that will just cringe us all.
I think that's if
I blocked it out the first time around. I don't. I guess.
Yeah. Apparently, this magical dreamscape that she was in when she
you guys are such turds.
All right. Well, let's get to our listeners, and we're going to have them get in between you guys.
Coming up. Go next with the JP Coriel and Husker Nick show.
Join in on the conversation and pick a side between Kelsey and Nicole. What are the teams, Coriel?
Team Kelsey, apologize, admit that that's kind of messed up. Or Team Nicole, stand your ground. It's totally fine.
466-9696 is the number to call in and let us know what side you're on. Facebook, X, and Instagram. You can let us know whose side you're on in today's couples therapy. And today's couple therapy is a couple of sisters. If you're just joining us, Kelsey dated a guy named Thomas for about 5 months, but he was quote unquote mean and knew it wouldn't work out, so she broke up with him. He was a Delta Bravo and broke up with him. She says her older sister Nicole and Thomas have been casually doing the horizontal tango and it's messed up. Nicole says it's not serious. It's not a big deal. It's just some booty calls. Get over it. So are you team Kelsey? Her sister should stop and admit it's wrong. Or Team Nicole, this isn't serious. He's fair game. What are people saying on socials, Coriel?
Justin says Thomas needs to run away from both. Desiree says Team Kelsey, ew. Hannah, who sits in every once in a while, and you hear her on Sundays and everything on Kicks too. She said if she's really moved on and the thought of it no longer affects her talking about Kelsey, then I guess it's okay, question mark, question mark. However, this is like... it's basically like worse than if a friend went after an ex. It's kind of girl code stuff.
Right.
And then Hannah says he also sounds like a tool because he knows it's her sister too. Not my circus, not my monkeys, but I think she should stop.
Hi, Kicks.
And Kelsey, I mean, yo, sisters matter a whole lot more than whatever booty call she's going to get from this guy. So with a million different booty call options in town, you're really going to just be spiteful, I think. It's the best way to put it.
Oh, okay. Kelsey,
that's a great way to put it.
Kicks.
There are way too many extra men out there to be picking her ex to be sleeping with. So I am with the sister that...
Team Kelsey?
Yeah, Kelsey, yes. Yeah, there are way too many extra men out there that she can be sleeping with than her sister's ex-boyfriend. If my sister's ever did that to me, it would be hell.
On X, Brother B says, stop seeing him. All they're doing is giving him bragging rights to because he's with two sisters. Another guy says, not on either side, but this guy might deserve a high five.
Oh, man.
Oh,
and
well.
Then Bobby Witt Jr. season on X says, Eskimo sisters.
Yeah, I got a message that came in and says, my take this morning. Those sisters are now Eskimo sisters, according to the EBDB B&B. And yes, girl code. Stop that.
Javi, a buddy of mine texted me too and says, where's the girl code?
That's a good point.
Seems like you got to. Yeah,
Let's bring Kelsey and Nicole back in here. It looks like pretty much everybody's on Kelsey's side.
Except for the ones that are on Thomas's side. He's not even an option.
Oh, man.
There's a couple people out there that just like to watch the world burn, don't they? Kelsey, you are at least a winner in this. Nicole, are you going to knock it off because of girl code and she's your sister? Or are you going to keep getting together with this guy?
I mean,
if it's that big of a deal to everyone, I can stop. Like,
it is.
I just really didn't think it mattered.
That's why we're on the radio.
Now everyone's giving me heat for it. So, like, I'll just find somebody else. It's fine.
My God, this is hilarious.
Yeah. Yes, there are plenty of extras. Yes, as
there's
the
other people in the world, yes, to go. Just jump on an app. You'll see a bunch.
Oh, we're already getting a couple messages asking for both of you guys' numbers.
Oh, baby. Good.
So,
okay, they don't know about that. That should be fun, Cal.
You guys sound like you have a really great relationship.
Yeah, at least you
though,
have a good sister relationship. Nick?
I'm glad for that.
I was going to say, I also put up a poll, and with a shade under 4 million votes, it is 100% JP's not allowed to say spindies.
Side note. Clarify that.
Almost 4 million votes in less than 15 minutes.
Wasn't planning on doing it to anybody, but thanks for.
You could say that all you want after you got voted down to not be able to say.
No, I wasn't good. Anyway.
Well, Nicole.
We'll never know because you're not allowed to do it.
Exactly. Kelsey.
Thank you.
I think the both of you sound like a great time. You guys are super fun and you have a pretty decent relationship. So I feel like if this isn't something that has torn you guys completely apart to shreds. I think you guys will be okay. But yes, Nicole, I think you lost this one.
Yeah, I got that. That's okay. I'll get over it.
All right. Well, hey, thank you both.
Well, he'll get over it, really. Yeah. Thank you.
Yes, Kelsey and Nicole, thanks for being on the show with us. Thanks for bringing this to our listeners. And you guys sound like you have a pretty good relationship, so just keep being awesome, okay?
Thanks, guys.
You bet. And if you need our help with any couples issues, feel free to reach out, any of them. Facebook, X, or Instagram, KX969 with the title Couples Therapy, and we'll try to help you too.